This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In Houston, a wall of water, because it's over 50 inches, especially in Harris County, which was hit the worst, I think, or one of the worst, anyway. A lot of people donating money, and the Houston police lose one of their own. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Sadly, the total is not completely confirmed, but believed to be about 30 people who allegedly died as a result of Harvey, directly because of the flooding. But the Houston police did confirm that a 34-year department vet died while he was driving through the flood to try to help people. Steve Perez was a sergeant, 60 years old. He's about to turn 61. It was late on Sunday or early Monday morning. In fact, they were trying to help, try to get him, try to find his body, and they had to wait till morning because they were afraid that there would be other officers who would be hurt. I guess he left his house at about 4 a.m. on Sunday during heavy, heavy rain, and he spent hours trying to get to his command post in the downtown area, but he couldn't get a path. So, he told his chain of command, he tried to get to the closest command post, but got caught in the floodwaters under an overpass, which we know how deadly they can be. And they kept trying to get in touch with him. They couldn't. And sure enough, they did an extensive search with dive teams, and they were able to, when they decided they had to wait it out, then they were able to get his body on Tuesday morning. In 16 feet of water, very, 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 very sad. When they spoke to his wife, she said she begged him not to go to work, but he wanted to serve, and that's how he died how he lived, trying to help people. So there are some other stories like that, and the fear is there, as the waters recede, there will be, more people that might be found. And in the meantime, inside the convention center, the people who have been evacuated are cramped, but they're surviving. The problem is there's not really enough cots for the amount of people. You think of Houston, it's our fourth largest city in the United States, and there's only so much they could can do, as many people as they can accommodate, and it's kind of catch as catch can. But the good news is that there's volunteers there, and they're helping the people and taking care of them and doing, whatever they can at the convention center. And they're getting fed and getting blankets and getting dry clothes. And from what I understand, getting them the clothes and the food and all that stuff pretty quickly when they get in the door, and then trying to find a better cot. They just don't have enough for the amount of people that are showing up. However, Dallas's convention center is already set up and ready once buses can make their way out of Houston, and some of the people who are stuck, they'll be able to take them up to Dallas and set them up there. It's going to be tough for Houston once all of the water recedes and it's about rebuilding, but they're away from that. There still is the remnants of the water that's going on and the amount of rain that's dropped, and now moving out on Wednesday, which is good because initially it was thought that it could stay all the way until Saturday, which would be incredibly more, if it's possible to say that, disastrous So the good news is that there's a couple of days lopped off. It looks like the end of that. You know how many homes destroyed? So many displaced animals, so many, just you name it when you think of it, it's just a nightmare. Of course it's a nightmare. If you've ever been in any kind of a situation, I don't know it would be exactly like this, but even in minor flooding, you know what that can be like. So as I mentioned, the good thing is the humanity, some of the great things that we're seeing with people coming into neighborhoods, people coming from Missouri, people coming from other parts of the country, bringing boats, doing what they can to get to the people fast, to try to see if there's people that are stuck. Look at social media. People talking about my relatives are here because their houses underwater, where you've got people with a tiny bit of roof space and they're sitting on the roof looking for help, or they're stuck somewhere and there's just, you know, they're waiting, and they're waiting in the water, and the water is just absolutely horrific. The president and the first lady, by the way, visited Texas. Melania Trump and President, of course, Donald Trump, they showed up at one point. He held a Texas flag. He talked about Texas being strong and the people being strong, and saw the devastation, obviously listening to what people had to say, what they had to tell him about what was happening, and in Corpus Christi, and said he would be back again. The devastation, the dollar amount, the lack of flood insurance, because there wasn't flood insurance for most of those people, is all of what's being tossed about now as to what will happen next, and then how to help the victims. What can you do? That's why I said so many people, what was cool was so many people were going and rescuing, forming their own little posse of rescue crews and going and looking at people and doing whatever they could. So lots of big companies are donating money, lots of individuals, or even if it's a $10 donation to the American Red Cross or wherever other organizations that are set up and are already out there and are mobilizing, whether it's gathering dry clothes, which is vital because people often had just the clothes on their back, most of them, in fact, because you're just escaping the flood, or had a tiny backpack or something. And that's obviously key because that's what people need. And so much of that is pouring in, which is great. And this is what people are going to need. If you got some areas with, imagine, 50 inches of rain, once that recedes, and then the temporary shelter thing, of course, is part of the equation, then it becomes what next? How do you rebuild? How do you figure out in some of these subdivisions if you can even rebuild? It's going to take a long time. FEMA was right when they said they would be there for years. All right, hang with us. A lot more coming your way next.
Defund Tennessee. Defund Texas. Defund Tennessee. Defund Selma. That gal that made a wreck out of me.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Pleasure to talk to Dawn Zier, President and Chief Executive Officer of Nutrisystem. It's a crazy time right now because it's when we make that transition, when kids are going back to school, the weather changes, it feels like we're going into another phase of the calendar, which of course we are. And for a lot of people, making that transition can be sometimes deadly and sometimes powerful, especially when we talk about eating and eating habits and that kind of thing. Am I right, Dawn, about that?
Oh, definitely. And I think it's for moms, and it's also getting the structure back for the kids as well. So it everybody.
Yeah, so back to school time, I saw a funny thing that it's true. You think of moms back in jeans time, and there's some crazy statistics about that because we do measure our weight loss or how we feel. I know I do. I have my whole life when I talk about jeans and how they fit. Do you?
Right. And jeans are hard. And I think 66% of American women say they own jeans that no longer fit them. And I can raise my hand as part of that category. And our dream, of course, is that we're going to get back into those skinny jeans. But on average, the American woman has to lose about 17 pounds to fit back into those favorite comfy pair of jeans.
Wow. 17 pounds, average 17 pounds. That makes sense.
Yeah, because that's more than a size. But back to school presents really a nice opportunity, I think, for moms because you get a little me time. You know, when the kids go back to school, there's more structure, there's more me time. It's kind of a mixed feeling, right? Putting the kids back on the bus, so it's sad it's the end of summer, and then at the same time you're like yay, I can get some time back to really focus on things that like go to the gym, do things that maybe you were doing before the kids got off from school.
Yeah, is it easier to stay motivated to eat, healthier and create those habits?
Yeah, I think so. summer's hard, right? I mean, we just went through it. I know, like, I struggled a little bit because, you know, there's all the barbecues. There's less Monday to Friday structure when the kids are home. You know, it's very different, and you have more snacks in the home because you have more kids over or more activities or pool activities. It just seems like summer can be a little bit of a derailer for those of us who are trying to, you know, stay on our weight. Even though we're a little more active during the summer, I think it's hard because we also have a lot more snacks in the house and things along those lines. So I like the back to school time because, you know, it's a good time to clean out the pantry, to reorganize, to think through, okay, it's almost like a clean, you know, if you think of January 1st as like a new start, I think back to school is like a new start for the household in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talk about it. It's a good time, especially when we talk about Nutrisystem. What's so fabulous about Nutrisystem, you and I have talked about this for a long time, is the food is easy to take when you're going somewhere, but certainly when reorging a pantry, it's easy to organize the Nutrisystem food, isn't it?
Oh, definitely, because of the labeling, you know, and all the snacks, the breakfast, lunch, dinner snacks, and it's very easy to organize and think through. And we know that you know, we could be smart about after-school snacking, and you and I both know that, you know, our snacks that we think are for ourselves often get grabbed for others, you know, with Nutrisystem. But, you know, I think in general it's a good time to, you know, think about the pantry, think about after-school snacking, stock smartly, stock your pantry smartly. Make sure the kids have a healthy lunch. You know, a lot of us say, oh, let the kids go buy lunch in school. Well, that also isn't always great because, you know, if we can plan a healthy lunch for them, it's always a little better. A little more work on our part, though, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that you and I talk about, too, that I really like is there's always something brewing at Nutrisystem. You're always working on whether it's something different you're going to offer with the entree, some new cool program. What are you excited about that's happening at Nutrisystem right now?
It's interesting because we have some new Nutrisystem items, and then our whole South Beach line is out there. And, you know, one of the things, I'm not a huge fish person, but we have like tilapia, salmon, some of the new things some shrimp in our South Beach line, which is very interesting, some flatbread items. So we've been doing a lot of innovation on the South Beach line of products. And then with Nutrisystem, you know, more different shake flavors, a lot of new things coming out there, some new snacks, and of course we're always introducing, you know, we have a couple of new pizzas and things like that. So a lot of good food. I find that I think I'm one of the best, you know, customers because every time a new food comes out, I want to sample it, and then I'm always writing to my food team, you know, giving them the feedback. But it's always fun to try those new foods, and that's really important. Also, I think with a weight loss program is we get bored if we're always eating the same thing over and over. So with over 150 different items to choose from with Nutrisystem, you know, you can switch it up quite a bit and keep it interesting. And then same thing on South Beach as well.
Yeah, and so with the variety, which, again, is important, I saw that with myself. I see that, and that's the reason why I've been able to maintain. I've been able to do it. But also the other powerful thing, and you said this to me right in the beginning, is tracking it. And you make it easy to track because you can either do it on the app or you can write it down. I like to sort of do both, especially writing it down. But there is something to keeping track of what you eat. Is there something about that?
Yeah, it keeps us honest. And, you know, we talk about how we tend to underestimate or not count certain things that add up. So I think getting into a habit of tracking is really helpful. And I know sometimes I'll try to do it in my head, and that's never as good a day as when I actually am being really diligent about it and writing it down and trying to make sure that I'm eating healthy. And the other thing is, you know, we encourage people to almost eat all the time if you think about it, but it's smaller meals. So every 2 to 3 hours, have something to keep your metabolism going, to keep your body revved, and, you know, proteins, things like that. So I think that's always a good tactic, too. Don't let yourself get hungry, but only eat when you're hungry. And if you're spreading it out every couple of hours, you never get to that phase where you're feeling famished, and that's when we tend to overindulge.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, good stuff. I'm going to go look at my jeans now and see what they look like and see if I have some from like eighth grade maybe in my closet somewhere. I don't know about the rest of you. Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, so interesting what Dawn said about the jeans. I think guys can relate to that too. I know from my husband, he says that all the time. He can tell his weight loss by his pants, and they're usually jeans. And I don't know if it's 17-pound difference, but it's interesting those statistics that Dawn mentioned where you have nearly 66% of American women saying that they have jeans that don't fit them. What are we doing that we're keeping the jeans that don't fit us? Is because it's that wishful thinking that, oh, maybe I'm going to fit into them. So if I just keep these jeans, I'll fit into them. And I don't know, maybe that does work for some people. But the thing with Nutrisystem is it's not about wishing. It's about doing. And I, of course, Dawn knows this company inside and out. As the head of the company, and as she's talked about, it's the key of the thing that so many people don't do. And that's not starving yourself and eating every couple of hours so your metabolism just doesn't die on the vine. That was my big problem. I would just woof, be off and do whatever I had to do during the day. Didn't have breakfast, half the time didn't have lunch, and then, of course, by dinner time you're famished or reverse it somehow, and then any food is great food, and you're just inhaling it. You don't even realize that you're doing it. It makes complete sense. So I would think that for some families especially, it might get easier. I don't know. It might be a little bit easier because there's that time that Dawn talked about, that you have that space in between kids going to school and you're back from work or you're home or you're working from home or whatever it is. But it's just different, that swing from the summer to the fall. And I think the swing from the summer to the fall, too, as you're heading to the exits for the year, a lot of people get motivated to not want to get out of the year and feel like, I mean, you guys know this, right? Not feel like, oh, how did I not, I mean, it's football season, how did I not get in shape, or I got to get out there, I've got to do something, and I, you know, have to figure out how to do it. Nutrisystem is great for that, especially for men, too, because of the amount of food choices you have and the sizes of the food, so that you're eating the right sizes instead of doing what I said I did, where you have no idea, you're not measuring anything. If just in your mind, you're thinking you had a small burger or three fries and you actually had, you know, 25 fries or whatever you had, because it's so easy to lose track of that. And it's tough when you do that, isn't it? Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal when you do that. All right, coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime. Hang with us, everybody.
Nutrition. It ain't nuclear fission. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition. Nutrition. It's a bit like crab fishing. All it takes is a healthy mission ambition. Omega-3. Get in me. Extra eggs on my omelette. Waking up into a fresh fruit cup.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Very pleased to be joined by Dwayne Hixon, CEO of N2 Publishing. And it's interesting, I think, Greg, what N2 Publishing does. Very interesting. You and I had this conversation off the air, and I think people are going to be really, really interested in hearing about what N2 does. In fact, some of the people listening to us might even actually be aware of what N2 is. And, you know, here's what I would say. As the CEO of N2 Publishing, you've been called, Dwayne, the eighth best large company culture in America. So there's something about what you do with employees. And in the meantime, somehow, you are also among the 1,500 fastest growing private U.S. companies, and that's 6 years in a row. So welcome to the show. And what is N2 Publishing for the people that don't know?
Hey, well, thank you. I'm glad to be here with you guys this afternoon. The premise of N2, we do magazines for neighborhoods all across the country. We take a community, a group of people that live together, and we produce a magazine. The stories, the pictures, everything is about the people who live in that area, in that neighborhood. So if you live in the neighborhood, it's probably interesting because you get to read stories and see photos of people and pets and kids that are your neighbors. If you don't live in one of the neighborhoods, probably wouldn't look at it and probably don't know who N2 Publishing is. And then we sell advertising to local businesses who are trying to reach the demographic that we serve, the people that live in these neighborhoods. So it's free for the residents. The people who live in the neighborhood, they get the free magazine each month. And the local businesses and regional businesses take out advertising space, and that's what pays for it.
So, Dwayne, this is kind of a shocking business model in 2017, isn't it? You're actually like making magazines while all we hear, now we're part of Forbes, we're Forbes Books, and I just want to go on the record, Forbes is killing it, we're doing great, you're having our 100th anniversary, and you know, things couldn't be better, but the magazine industry at large is not having that kind of success. Does this really make sense in 2017?
You know, it's funny, for some models like Forbes and like what N2 does, yeah, it's working really well. Other models certainly had to change, but I think what we do, people have said for years, you know, what's your digital products, you're going to be obsolete soon, and what we do really, it's actually pretty unique. Now that so much has moved to the digital world, being in print is actually a pretty cool thing. It's like, oh, this is in print, I can see it, I can hold it, I can take a look at it, and it's different. And so now we stick out a little bit more. So it's really been helpful for us. And the fact is, we're not delivering content that people need to read in a timely manner. We have stories that are about, you know, maybe someone remodeled their house and the neighbors have seen the trucks out there on the street for the last several months. They all want to know what's going on inside. So the remodel's over. We go in and do a little story, take some before and after shots, and you get to hear the resident talk about why they did what they did and what they did. And so now you put that in the magazine. Well, people are excited to see that and read, like, oh, look what they did inside the house. I've seen those trucks. That's what they actually were accomplishing. So the stuff that we're putting out there isn't like you have to read it today. But when people get it and they've got a few minutes in the evening, they're hanging out, they want to look at something that's not glowing, not a screen, they pick up the magazine, they kind of look through and read the stories about people that live in the neighborhood. They actually enjoy it. So for us, it's been a good thing.
Yeah, it's interesting. And listening to you say this, there's neighbors down the street that I don't know. I'm seeing that they're doing this huge remodel, and people are kind of gossiping about it in a good way, talking about it. You are really capitalizing on what's local. And, Dwayne, what we crave, I think, is connection and knowing what's happening in our own backyards, right?
Kate, that's exactly it. So, really, someone said it best in our organization, it wasn't me, but they said, look, if you open up the magazine and see people in there that you know, you want to read about it because you know those people. If you don't know the people inside that you see pictures of, you want to read it because you want to know who they are. They live in your neighborhood. And even if you don't like the people that you see in there, you're still going to read it because you know who they are. And so you've got that thing working, but you're right that a lot of people actually want to know who the neighbors are, but a lot of times it's just awkward. You're walking down the street, maybe you've seen this person a couple of times, you've never really said hi, you really don't have any common connections. It's just like, hey, great weather today, and you walk on. But if you read an article, you find out, oh, these people, this family just moved down here from Connecticut. You know, that's where my mother lives. I've lived in Connecticut for a little while. I see that connection. Or, hey, you guys rescued a dog. We have a rescue as well. When you're out and you see them, you're like, hey, I saw your article. I didn't know you guys were from Connecticut. Yeah, my mom still lives. We're in Connecticut. And now it's like it's an easy way to start a conversation. It's not weird. It's not awkward. And so people can actually build a real relationship with people that live in their neighborhood.
We're talking with Dwayne Hixon. He's the CEO of a company called N2 Publishing. It's letter N, number 2, publishing. The website is n2pub.com. So letter N, number 2, pub.com. Dwayne, it's interesting because I know from reading about you and actually talking with one of your local area directors, because your magazine is published here locally in my neighborhood, that you actually predate social media and the place that social media plays in our lives today, but in a way that the relationship you just described between neighbors is very much what happens with Facebook and LinkedIn today. We read about what our friends and our neighbors and people in our lives are doing there, so that the conversation starts with us already knowing what they're doing. And it seems like you sort of invented social media before there was even a Facebook.
Well, you make me sound a lot smarter and a lot more.
Well, you can just say thank you if you want. That's okay.
Greg, I appreciate it. You're right. We had this plan from day one. It's worked the way we thought. You know, look, I think it's true. If any business is successful, you've got to have some luck. You've got to have some things go your way you didn't plan on. And certainly, too, we've had a lot of that. I think the timing for us starting in 2004 and what we do maybe mirrors a lot of social media in a lot of ways, and so we've kind of been able to ride that wave.
Yeah, so you say, you talked, Dwayne, that you started in 2004. I can tell by your voice you're so young. and handsome, so I'm assuming you must have been...
you're married, aren't you?
you must have been a kid. How did this all come together? Like you say, well, you had to have a little bit of luck. How did it really come together in your mind and then get flushed out the way it is?
Well, you know, here's the deal. I had a dream of being an NFL kicker. I wanted to be a kicker. I didn't play football growing up, but you watch these guys miss the 32-yard field goal. You're like, dude, I could make that kick. I know I could make that. So out of college, I wanted to try something. So my roommate and I, we started kicking some footballs around. I liked it. I trained for a few years. I played for a team. I made a team that was indoor football called the Tupelo Fire Ants. And you get paid in Burger King coupons a couple $100 a week. And
nice.
So I make the team. I go out and play my first game on a Saturday night. I miss all three of my field goal attempts. And Monday morning, I go into work out, and the coach says they no longer need my services. So the dream was over. The phone didn't ring. Other teams didn't call me. I went 0-3. That doesn't look good on the record. So that dream ended. So I'm married. My wife and I just bought a house. And what I was wanting to do was over. So now I'm about 28 years old. So I go get a couple part-time jobs. I'm changing oil part-time, and I'm folding towels at the local athletic club, working part-time. I think this is not what I need to be doing for my future. So I was like, what can we do? So I looked around. I had a good buddy at the time named Earl. We had both sold a thing called Cutco knives while we were in college and had worked that for many years. And so we enjoyed sales. We would talk and exchange some bad business ideas from time to time. And one day, neighborhood newsletters came up. We kind of looked around and found no one was doing it on a national level. A few people were doing it regionally or in some cities, in Atlanta, one in Austin, one in Indianapolis. But no one doing it on a national scale. So we thought, look at sales, and we could build something national here if it all works out well. So that's kind of how we got started.
So what you're doing is hyper-local publishing. He's Dwayne Hixon. He's the CEO of N2 Publishing, n2pub.com. You're doing hyper-local publishing. You're among the 1,500 fastest-growing private U.S. companies 6 years in a row. Not only do I admire you for making it on that list, but the word private just jumps out and screams at me because it means you own the company. You're not public. It's your company that you've built. That's really exciting. But how do you grow to that kind of, well, how big are you and how do you grow? Because you, Dwayne, cannot be publishing hundreds or thousands of magazines a month with your own staff. You must have used some other model.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting. We've grown slow. So I think for those who don't know N2 Publishing, we're in our 13th year. We'll do about $150 million in revenue this year. And it really started, we've grown everything grassroots. So whenever we made some money, we invested back into the company. And I certainly didn't grow up by myself. My partner Earl, we were together in the beginning, but we joke around that we're not smarter than anybody else. We just beat them to the company. So we kind of have the titles and positions we have because we got here first. But a lot of great people have come and put their ideas and their efforts into what we've built. And so, yeah, we do about 1,000 magazines for neighborhoods all across the country. We're in 49 states right now. And we do. We do it all internally. So we do the design. We do all the accounting. We do all the printing. We do the distribution. We've got everybody on staff. And I'd say the way that we've grown to, you know, get to $150 million in revenue, it was simply we care about people. And we really have always just tried to make sure that we have a level of trust with everyone in our organization. They know they can trust us. We make mistakes all the time. I mean, it's mistakes that are just normal. They're part of what we do. They're part of what, you know, comes to the territory. We're trying to do new things. There's no one else out there doing what we're doing. You know, there was no model for us to follow. We kind of had to create the way. And so we've made a lot of mistakes. But because we have a level of trust, we genuinely care about people and we try to look after them. I think they know, hey, look, these are good people. It doesn't always go perfect, but they're good people and there's a lot of opportunity here. And so, fortunately, we've been able to keep our really good people around, and we have a really high retention rate of great talent. And so we continue to grow each year just because we've got a staff of phenomenal people. We've got about 1,000 full-time people, about another 1,000 or so that are part-time. So we've got about 2,000 people in the organization that help make it run.
Wow. Dwayne Hixon, your story is so great. Will you come back with us and do another segment?
I'd love to. Love to. I love what you guys are doing. I love small businesses and I love growing companies and people who are hungry for knowledge. It's fed me a ton of my career. So what you guys are doing, I applaud because these are the tools that I use. So thank you.
Awesome. So we're going to be back tomorrow with another segment with Dwayne Hixon, CEO of N2 Publishing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is full, nothing unusual about that. A lot of hearts breaking over Houston and what's happening in Louisiana and some other areas that have been hit by Tropical Storm Harvey. Let's dive in. This one is from Dan, and Dan says, wow, Houston, how it used to be, Kate, and Houston, how it is now. You've seen a lot of pictures comparing. I know that you said you had a business trip, and I remember that when you went to Houston and you talked about being downtown and how cool it was across from Minute Maid Park. So much of downtown is underwater. It's insane as they try to drain it all. And there's no end in sight because the water keeps pounding. Who knows how much water will amass eventually when it's all said and done. Yeah, I like the way you say that, amass, because we don't know. There is a chance, I was looking at the forecast today, there is a chance that it may stop on Wednesday/Thursday. The sooner the rain stops and there's sun out, the better for the people in Houston because of the dams, because of the amount of rising water, because of, you know, everything that's making it worse. And, of course, all the rescues as it, the rain continues to fall, it's terrible. I mean, What's awesome is the humanity, is the people who are volunteering, bringing boats to the area, helping these Texans who are trapped. It is touching. It's amazing to see. It's not surprising to me because there's such a great spirit here in the United States that we often forget about, but it is awesome to see it. It really is. Let's move to another one. This one is from Sam. Kate, the devastation that Harvey has left behind has been absolutely outrageous. This is going to take years. I heard you say that FEMA told you, and they've, of course, been telling everybody that this is worse than Katrina, and it's going to take a lot of time to sort it all out. And, in fact, that homes could be underwater for weeks. Yes. And, of course, here's the other part of this. Rebuilding. Who's going to rebuild? Who's going to stay? All that. Because insurance, this is a big part of what happens. Flood insurance. How many people, raise your hand, I have my special glasses, have flood insurance where you live? Especially they're talking about a 500-year flood of all time, worse than Katrina. Ooh, it's going to be brutal. Another one on Houston. This one is from Doug. Kate, looking at these maps, everybody is just holding their breath, praying that the rain will go away, will stop, because the devastation is just god-awful. I don't know how else to say it. Seeing the pets, seeing the kids, just seeing the panic in the people's faces, and thank goodness that there are so many that are helping, and what are these, you know, what are these shelters going to look like? And it's just a certain kind of hell that is happening to the people in that area of Houston and the others that were smashed by the high winds, people going home to no homes. Unbelievable, just unbelievable. And what can we do? Well, what you can do is donate. Go to the Red Cross, clothes. There's people that are driving clothes down because that's going to happen. Think about it. They're getting out of their homes at the last second. They might have a backpack full of a few things. But people are going to need so much. This devastation, and saying that it's worse than Katrina just tells you right there. You remember what happened with Katrina. So think about that for a second and process that. It's crazy. And, of course, everybody in the United States will be affected somehow. Probably gasoline prices, I would be certain of it, will go up, whether it's 30 cents a gallon or whatever it is. But that's nothing for the rest of us if we're paying that compared to what people, the price they're paying with their homes and everything else. And you remember New Orleans, the conversation, and I got this from Allie, saying, do you think a lot of people will stay away from Houston, just like what happened with Katrina, where they didn't go back to New Orleans, and won't that hurt the economy? I don't know. The experts are saying that Houston isn't like New Orleans, that it's a growing economy, and it's diverse, and it's fast, and, you know, the city's unemployment is above the national average, but, you know, that could all burst, at least maybe temporarily, because what jobs would be lost, and what, you know, who comes back, how are people affected, you know? A lot of homeowners, I said this already, might not have policies from the National Flood Insurance Program, which does cover some of the damage that we're seeing in Houston. You know, a great example is there's a popular county called Harris County in Houston, and only 15% of the homes there have flood insurance. So that means people don't have flood insurance and you lose your home? Oh, my gosh. They're going to need federal aid. I mean, they're going to need all kinds of things. So I think it's going to be a lot tougher moving forward than one would think. There'll be help, but rebuilding is different when you rebuild. It's like you have a fire, you have insurance, you rebuild, you get the money. You don't have flood insurance. What does that mean? And, you know, 12 years after Katrina, the population of New Orleans is not the same. They have about 90,000 fewer residents. And, boy, I love New Orleans. You know, I talked about that the other night, the fabulous station that we're on and how I feel about it. But we're just seeing some of that start to increase in certain areas. But it was a hard slam to New Orleans. And I think it's going to be a harder slam to Houston than some people are thinking. And, of course, the sooner the refineries get up and going, because that's a big employer for so many that live in some of the suburbs in Houston, no question about it. All right, let's move on to something different. This one is from Katrina, And Katrina says, Kate, it's hard to think about anything else, like you were saying on the show the other night, than Houston. But, of course, you also mentioned North Korea. What an idiot Kim Jong-un is. And that sounds like simple talk. But you said it. There are no adjectives to describe this dictator. He lobs a missile over Japan. Talk about threatening. That's exactly what he continues to do. It seems like the more they squeeze him or North Korea with economic sanctions, the more he throws it back in their face. Seems rather dumb to me. It does seem rather dumb, doesn't it? And it's scary because what, I don't know, how much do you take? I think at some point you have to draw the line, the real line, in the sand. You do, because you're not going to be able to continue to withstand, oh, here's a missile and here's what this is. And you can't just let him do that, especially if we're talking about areas affected like Japan, etc., sirens blaring and everything else. And that's exactly what happened. All right, here's another one, of course. This one is from Danny. And Danny says, this craziness of North Korea and the craziness of Kim Jong-un cannot be understated. Kate, I think you're right about Rex Tillerson trying to do the diplomatic thing, but he may fail at that. You do have to try, but at some point, maybe you have to just cut him off. And whatever sanctions they can throw at this dictator, I think they need to happen. All right. I agree. Whatever sanctions. If it's going to be sanctions we're talking about, then you got to hit him swift, hit him hard, and keep doing that, not let up on the gas. Because it doesn't do any good if you let up on the gas. It's not going to affect him enough. And then, voila, there you go, you know? All right, let's go on to another one. This one is from Patrick. And Patrick says, did you see, Kate? You probably did, because there's so much going on with what's happening with Harvey. But you might have seen this story about the driver that was in an SUV after a huge crash in a place called Cottonwood Canyon. I happened to see it on my local news. I live in Utah, and, of course, nobody found him. And then eventually they did find the guy, and the driver had a broken collarbone. It's pretty scary when you think of some of these remote areas that we all drive on, how easy it would be to have something like that happen. You're right. It's a beautiful area. I do know that area. And he swerved. I guess the guy swerved to miss an animal. Okay, I get that. And went flying down to the canyon. The car or the SUV hit some kind of a tree. He crawled out and eventually crawled out and flagged down a cop, luckily, because the cop was doing a check of that canyon. He had a broken collarbone. He was in his car for, they think, about 6 hours before he was able to get out. And then, of course, he went to the hospital, and luckily he was in good condition. But, thank goodness, it could have been much worse if something more severe had happened to him, not like that was nothing. Then the 6 hours in the car would have been even more deadly. Oof, scary to think about that. All right, so once again, thanks for all those emails, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour and this version of America Tonight.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.